joined now by a gentleman who is from these parts, plays for the Dallas Stars, good dude, big music guy, likes to have a good time on and off the ice, Tyler Seguin from the Dallas Stars. Hey, man, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you're in town. The BioSteel camp starts today. And how much of you, and you can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at T Seguin Official on Twitter. When you get ready and you're ramping up to come to a camp, because it's funny, right? It used to be guys took the season off. Nobody worked out in the offseason. They went to training camp to be in shape. We know now you guys are in shape pretty much all year long. But, Tyler, is there a time where you don't work out at all just to give your body a break?
That's usually right when the season ends. I usually take probably close to 3 weeks off. I think every guy's different. I think some of the older guys take maybe a week off and then still stay active. I like to take 3 to 4 weeks off. But it's definitely been a few months here now of some heavy training and excited BioSteel camps here because it usually means the season starts soon.
Okay, and so you take 3-4 weeks off. Does that mean you don't do anything at all, that you just couch potato and eat what you want and do whatever you want, or is there some physical activity?
I mean, I think it's hard to do nothing, especially when you're as active as we are. So, no, I wouldn't say I'm doing nothing. I'm still, you know, golfing or, you know, always out and about, never really just on the couch. But it's usually 3 weeks where I stay away from the gym. I'll still do some stretching, some Pilates, stuff like that, but no heavy lifting for at least 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so I saw something on your Twitter account that was really cool. And it's a pinned tweet. A huge thank you to @DS_Foundation, at Pro Players Foundation, and all the volunteers. I think the Boys and Girls Club and all the kids will love it. It looks like you were building a playground, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we built a kind of an outdoor hockey place. You can play basketball on it. It's kind of like a basketball court. We put our foundation logos all over it, so kids can play hockey out there. They can play basketball. They can play tennis. So really happy with how it all came together, and we're looking at a new project to do in the next few years. So glad the kids loved it.
And where did you do this? Where was it?
This is in Dallas at the Boys and Girls Club, just outside of Dallas, actually. You know, probably 20 minutes outside. So we had all the kids come out and kind of test it out, and I helped put down the last few pieces to the court. So it was a good day.
All right, and you're working on a new nickname, and T-Bone or T-Swifty were kind of in the running. Hashtag let me know. What's the nickname?
No, that was just Cabby.
Oh, he hacked
Cabby.
You?
Cabby, I was doing an interview with him yesterday, and he took my phone.
Of course.
I don't know if I could trust him, so that's what he tweeted out. I got to delete it.
Yeah, you better.
But the thing is, once it's out there, I feel like you look worse if you go and then delete it. So I've kind of just left it there for a day or so. We'll see what happens.
You know what? Let your timeline fill up, and then when it goes down about 8 or 9 tweets, then you can delete it. If they're looking at your timeline 8 or 9 tweets in, LOSER, period.
Fair enough.
End of story.
Enough.
So, let's talk about the team. And you know, last season wasn't what you guys wanted it to be. You have a lot of talented players on this team, and you're one of the leaders on the team. And talk about the Stars last year and where you think you're going to be this year.
Well, I mean, I think last year, if you want to have excuses, I think we had them. You know, we had guys injured to start the year, including myself. In the end, you know, I think we didn't have the start that we wanted to have. You know, with our division, you can't really fall behind, and you know, we just we couldn't figure it out. We couldn't put wins together, and you know, it really was a disappointing and really unacceptable year with how we played the year before. You know, but the good thing is we know we just finished, you know, top in the West the year before, and kind of have that as a wash year. You know, now we got even better on paper. You know, I don't think there's a team in the league out there that we're really intimidated by. So it's going to be how we come together at camp. Everyone gels together, and I'm very excited.
Now, tell me, and our guest is Tyler Seguin, and again, if you want to follow him on Twitter, you can follow him at @TSeguinOfficial. And look, the bottom line is that this is a league where the teams are so close together now, right? You've got good teams. We know that there are really, really good teams. But on any given night, any team can beat any other team, and a team just getting into the playoffs can go on a run. And you've been in the league a while now. Have you seen the gap between the teams? Is this the tightest you've ever seen it over the course of your career?
Absolutely. I think even in my first year, you know, there was just still some teams that you knew you're kind of going to walk in, and you know, it's probably most likely 90% you're going to get a win and maybe a goal and assist too. You know, nowadays you can't take a night off. it's about really, you know, staying even keel after a win or loss, you know, not getting sucked into the roller coaster of a season. We got to be able to put things away pretty quickly, whether it's a win or a loss or a tough game. And, you know, I really want our team identity this year to be a team that, you know, can stay inside a game and, you know, be a second half of a game kind of team. You look at the Chicago's and the, you know, top teams, the Pittsburghs. They're never really out of a game. They can find a way to win and lose any night, or to find a way to win any night. So that's the up this year.
And as far as, you know, we've seen another thing happen, Tyler, and when you came into the league, there were a lot of older role players that were still in the league. It's become really a young man's sport, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When I came in the league, you know, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, you know, you're starting as third, fourth line. You know, now kids are coming into the league as 18-year-olds, and they're their first-line centermen and maybe even captain second year like Connor. Obviously, he's a different story, but it's a young man's game now, and these guys are coming in and scoring 4 goals in their first night, so game's changing, and it's tough to be an older guy, so definitely younger leadership on every team, and it's a lot of fun right now, though.
Okay, what's the most fun thing you've done this summer? Anything that was a highlight?
I don't know about fun is the word, but, I mean, going to China was definitely a highlight of my summer, I think, this year. Just being able to see that side of the world and that kind of culture, it was definitely a culture shock for me and something I'm never going to forget.
How long were you there?
I was there for a week. I'm very happy I went. I don't know if I'd go back, but I was glad I get to go and got to go and see a different side of the world. It's definitely I'm never going to forget. Blew my mind.
What was the most shocking thing that you saw that you went, wow, what am I doing here?
Maybe just knowing and looking at the forecast, knowing it was going to be sunny every day and not seeing the sun one time. That kind of threw me a curveball. And just the general culture and just everything, the food, the shopping, the clothing. I mean, it was just also, it just blew me away. So happy I went. I don't know if I go back.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was a nice place to visit. No, yeah. I don't want to live there, right?
Yeah, fair enough. You got it.
All right. Thanks a lot for doing this, man. And we'll see you soon. And thanks again for being on the air with me. Always greatly appreciated. And good luck this year.
All right. Thanks for having me. See you at Coldplay.